If there's anything that you're scanning your brain about that you'd like to be saying, we can
do
that.
Well,
now.
You were asking me about my wife. Now, my wife is the one who started higher ed for the state of Oklahoma here in the city. They had a consortium when there was no state-sponsored higher education in the city of Tulsa. They hired my wife to start state-sponsored higher education. They hired her on July the 1st, and when she opened school the end of August, they had 1,800 students. And she was having classes all over the city of Tulsa. OU had classes, OSU had classes, Langston had classes, and Northeastern was teaching classes. She coordinated all of that.
And that was the birth of
OSU.
OSU, which campus is right behind us over here.
That's right.
She started that.
She started that. Mm-hmm.
That's been a long journey, hasn't it?
That is. But the other key thing in that development of that right there is back in the 70s with the Target Area Action Group, we set aside this land on the land use plan for educational purposes. All this land where OSU is here and across the street, we set that aside for educational purposes because that was the location of the old Booker T. Washington High School.
Okay.
They said we were crazy, and we told them we can see in the future a little bit further than you all can.
No, we've got beautiful structures over there.
Right, and I was downtown. My wife was heading up this consortium of schools, and this guy from OSU asked me about this land. And I just told him, we set that up for educational purposes. Whoever wants to buy it from the Tulsa Development Authority, they have as much right to it as anyone. It's for educational purposes. As long as you have an educational something on that site, you'll be okay. And the next thing I knew, OSU had gone and got them some money to build this.
That make you feel good? You
yeah.
Been on the ground was
floating. Oh, yeah. Yeah, I just wish that my buddy Homer Johnson was here to see that because I can remember a guy called us one day. We were both down at TDA, and they made the comment that says, you guys are off your rocker. Y'all set that land aside for educational purposes. Homer said, it'll take a little time, but it'll come. It'll come and see what we got
there
going
it is.
Now.
That's great.
Yeah. You just have to keep working on it. Now, this Reconciliation Park is going to be a point of destination also. And I don't think the legislature gets it yet about points of destination because people are touring all of the time. Let's say I had 3 families per day stop over in Tulsa just to see this Reconciliation Park.
That's a victory, isn't
it? You got 3 meals. You got 3 hotel rooms probably. And then you got 3 tanks of gas. All left where? In Tulsa, Oklahoma.
Right.
See what I mean?
And you're talking again about the John Hope Franklin
Reconciliation Park.
Which is being constructed now here in 2010.
Right. Along with the ballpark, and if they get the art museum opened over there that the Kaiser Foundation is doing, it's all begin to come together. You got to have vision. Without a vision, you don't have anything. You got to have vision. See, that's like when the Spaghetti Warehouse people came. We told them then that when Spaghetti Warehouse came, this whole area was going to materialize. And it has.
You're obviously a leader. Why didn't you ever run for city council? Have you run?
No.
Okay. And you wouldn't do that?
No.
Why?
Too many other things more important to do. That's for somebody who wants to be
public
eye all the time.
Right.
I just like to get things done. You take this Greenwood Center down here. When they wanted to do the Greenwood Center down here, they adopted the plan to do it. And they gave the contract for refurbishing the buildings to Joe Robinson. That's a black architect. He got all of his work finished and wouldn't do anything else. And Ralph McIntosh, who was the president of the Greenwood Chamber then, called me at like 1:30 in the morning. My phone rang and he said, Little Pig. I said, Mac, is this you? He was an ex-policeman. He said, yeah. I said, now, what have I done that you have to call me at 1:30 in the morning? He says, well, I was just trying to make sure that I could catch you. Joe Robinson won't do the cost estimate. We can't go any farther because TDA said we got to have a cost estimate. And I said, okay, don't call me anymore at 1:30 in the morning. So I said, I will go by Joe Robinson, pick up his drawings, get 10 sets made, and take him his drawings back. And I'll get you a cost takeoff. Joe Robinson's office was in the library down there on Pine Street. He loaned me his drawings. I took them out here and got 10 copies. Cost me $100 a copy, so it's $1,000. Took him his drawings back. And I went across the river to see my buddy, Bill Flint.
Bill Flint.
Yeah. And that's who did the takeoff. I just had to massage some numbers. Because he's got everything to do. He's got subcontractors. He got everything. And he did it. And I massaged the numbers to take out an extra amount that he had in there. Because he couldn't tell his subcontractors to take it out. Took them the cost estimate. Took them the drawings. They didn't give me my $1,000 back. But we got the Greenwood section refurbished.
Yep, it looks nice.
Yeah, it looks nice. Yeah.
Julius Pegues. Is there a meaning to the name Pegues?
No, except that it's French. And they were tobacco planters down in South Carolina.
French?
French. There's a place in South Carolina that when they first came to the United States, they built a place down there called Pegues Place. I've taken my kids down there, and that's the origin of the Pegues name in this country. It's really Pegue. That's the way they pronounce
it. Pegues.
We call it Pegues. P-E-G-U-E-S. So my mother's roots are in South Carolina, and my father's roots are in South Carolina, too. Although he's from Arkansas. I've enjoyed it.
I did, too. Keep on doing your great work in the community.
Yeah, I love this place. I love Tulsa. Guy said, man, you going back to Tulsa? Yeah, I'm going back to Tulsa. I think it's a great place. It was a great place to raise a family.
Did you get interested in any of the Bob Wills and country swing and all that kind of thing? You didn't?
Mm-mm. But, oh, I know about Bob Wills and all of the rest of the country and western singers.
Other music, blues and jazz and that kind of thing?
Yeah, right down here on Greenwood.
Did you see anybody who became a name?
Earl Bostic used to live 3 blocks from where I lived. Hmm. He was a musician, yeah.
Some mighty good jazz right here in Greenwood, wasn't it?
Oh, yeah. They all used to come, and there used to be a little place called the Flamenco that was in this area here.
Well, thank you for this time.
You're welcome. I enjoyed it.